Welcome to episode 2 of Genius Quest, Grand Illusions, Cause and Effect. Since the dawn of time, we have been looking for the causes of the world around us. Cause comes natural to us. We search for it in everything we do. Because it comes so natural to us, it can create a lot of problems for us. Our ability to see correlation for causation is among these problems. Doing so allows us to create an inaccurate picture of what is going on around us. For instance, as ice cream sales increase, the rate of drowning deaths also increase. Now, it's obvious you can't say that ice cream is the cause of drowning, as both have warm weather in common. But in many instances in our lives, we are led to believe we can identify the cause. Not only can we be confused with correlation, but randomness also plays a role. Randomness alone can account for a lot of these results that we see. The law of large numbers can help remove a lot of this noise, but very few things actually reach that scale. Some of us are bound to be successful by being lucky, yet we want to emulate everybody who becomes successful. The trap we fall into is that we always want to believe in a cause, especially if it benefits us. This is what the media takes advantage of. Whether it's influencers on social media or companies selling things, they run a simple formula that they use to help them convince you they have the solution that will cause you to get what you want. Generally, this is through testimonies showing you the success stories. This product helped these 20 people lose weight. This workout program gave these 20 people six packs. This financial strategy helped these 20 people earn a large amount of money, and so on and so on. Now, the downfall of this is the lack of transparency. We don't know what else people were doing. We don't know how many people failed. The only way to discern the cause of the results is to run an experiment. If not, these claims are no better than random predictions. There is simply too much complexity in our lives to be able to discern a true cause, as there tend to be several at play. These people could have been operating in unique circumstances that are no longer applicable to everyone else. This leads to issues where we buy things or listen to other people. When we end up not getting the same results, we tend to put the blame on ourselves and not what we bought. This is a mistake, as it could be just as much an issue with what we bought into as much as it is ourselves. We simply need to understand that if we did what we could, that the cause may just be too complicated to assume. Whenever we start something new, we need to be cautious. We need to ask questions. We simply need more transparency from the people selling us things. At the end of the day, it comes down to just needing to test things yourself and accepting the results that come. Making sure not to set the expectations to get the results others got, as they are simply too many variables that go into life. We have to be able to cope with the fact that we may not be able to have any way to discern why we failed. That there are so many issues at play that simply chalking it up to not getting the expectations that we thought and moving on from there. Because there is so much that the media around us wants to convince us of that we have to be able to filter out the noise from them overhyping things that simply have no justification for what they're saying will happen to you. Thanks for listening. That was the grand illusions that we have with cause and effect. I hope you enjoyed this, and remember to question everything, even this.